The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hi, folks. Thanks so much for listening. I can't wait for this segment because so many of my patients and people in my life suffer from allergies. And in my opinion, I feel like it's getting worse. What I mean by that each quote unquote allergy season, let's say changes in the seasons, spring, fall, the symptoms are getting more severe for folks and more people are being affected. And so I always scratch my head about stuff like that. I'm like, And a lot of times I have thought, I wonder about allergies and how we respond to them. Should we point the finger at the allergen, at the antigen, let's say, or do we get to point the fingers back at us and go, at least ask the question, why are our bodies responding to this allergen the way that it is? And so thank goodness I don't have to answer that question all by myself. I have Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, MD, here with me to talk about natural treatments for allergies, why people get them, how they can stop getting them, and what they can do about them if they have them. Jacob, hi.
Hey, aloha, Holly. And you're absolutely right. Allergies are becoming more and more common, even to the point where chefs are tearing out the hair. Everybody wants something wheat-free, milk-free, everything-free. And it just, you know, you wonder why the staff of life, wheat, has now become the stuff of allergies. So for people, let's start by how do you tell if you have allergies? We're used to this idea of, oh, I have a runny nose, sneezy, runny eyes, or maybe a rash, I have allergies. Goes way, way, way beyond that. Do you have migraines? Do you have bowel problems? Frankly, if you have any medical problem that your doctor says, I have no clue, so you must be crazy, start to think allergies.
Wow. I love it. I mean, and I, as I said, I see it so much more I see it happening so much more. Each and every season, it seems to get worse and worse.
Absolutely. And the reason, I think, some of the main reasons we're seeing so many more allergies, it comes from kind of a three-part problem. Number one, food allergies. The food processors learn that by destroying the natural enzymes in food that ripen a food, they prolong its shelf life. Those enzymes are necessary to digest your proteins down completely, because if you start to absorb incompletely digested protein, they are allergens. They will trigger allergies to those foods. So the lack of enzymes in food. And so if you folks are finding that you have food sensitivities and you have a lot of gut symptoms, gas, bloating, poor digestion, or if you have indigestion in general, if you're taking acid blockers, you want to be on a plant-based digestive enzyme. Animal enzymes do not work worth a damn for digesting food. They're for inflammation. So things like Complete Gest would be one of many, but any good plant-based digestive enzyme will help.
Got it.
The second thing is adrenal fatigue. Do you get those Phoebe now or I'll kill you kind of moments when you're hungry? Are you in marriage counseling or a divorce lawyer because you've ripped your spouse's throat out when you get hungry? That's low adrenal. And the low adrenal will put you on a hair trigger for allergies, another big cause. And then the other thing will be leaky gut from candida and other problems. So you absorb the partially digested and completely digested proteins, and your body treats them like allergens. You get food allergies. You avoid those foods, eat more of other foods. So now you're having more of those. You get allergic to those. And suddenly, there's nothing you can eat.
Wow. I see this happen all the time. I see this happen all the time.
Absolutely. And it's such a common thing. And it's so treatable. So, you know, for listeners who find that you're allergic to all these foods and stuff, first of all, don't do the blood test for food allergies by and large.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah, I mean, there are ones called IgE. Those are accurate. And E is a key letter. But most of them are IgG. And it doesn't mean anything. In fact, there's a wonderful study a long time ago out of Bastyr University just doing its lab quality control. They took people and drew five tubes of blood from each person and sent them to the five main labs they used for food allergies. And everybody came back allergic to like 30 to 50 foods, but it was totally different from lab to lab. Then they did three tubes from the same person, sent it to the same lab, wrote different names on it. They still came back allergic to 30 to 50 different things on each test, totally different. So if you're going to go ahead and get blood tests done for the food allergies, make it easier. Just get any random person's result write out their name, write yours in, and don't bother having your blood drawn.
Well, see, the thing is, I have often thought, too, if you've got, so this is a blood test, right? And then if you've got any degree of intestinal permeability issues, or what we know as leaky gut, and those immune complexes are firing off because you've got larger protein molecules getting into the bloodstream, you know, quicker than they should, and your immune system is responding to them, the results that you get from the blood food allergy tests, if your gut is not in healthy, good shape, and I got to tell you, the people that come into my office, we've got a lot to work on there, there's false positives, and then it, like you said, you can't eat anything.
And it makes people neurotic about everything they're eating, which is incredibly unhealthy.
Right.
If I put a plate in front of you and say, hey, have this new thing that's going to kill you, ha! I mean, that can be a perfect food. It's going to make you sick. So how do you tell? Number one, I like a technique called NAEP. It's an acupressure technique. A test we've done by somebody trained in it. There are about 10,000 people worldwide. Go to NAEP.com. They can eliminate one food allergy with each treatment. They'll do muscle testing. Some people are really good at muscle testing. Some are not. So I recommend that for the basic 10 most common food allergens, just be treated once each week for each of them. And you're going to find that your food allergies go away. Give it a good 15 total treatments, but most people find dramatic difference. So NAEP.com. Actually, our foundation funded a study using NAEP for food allergies in autism. And 23 of the 30 autistic kids were back in regular school after 1 year, as opposed to 0 out of 30 in the untreated control group. Beyond that, there's a supplement, MSM, that can be a little helpful for allergies. Sublingual neutralization is an old, excellent technique that's starting to make a comeback. For those with adrenal problems, that's Feed Me Now or I'll Kill You, adrenal stress and that supplements will make a big difference. And for leaky gut, good probiotics. Holly, what's your approach to leaky gut? How do you like to treat the different infections?
I kind of go through the R's, right? So I want to remove all the antigens. So low antigen, high anti-inflammatory diet. A lot of times I'll just do a blood type diet with them. I mean, it contains people more individually. I definitely re-inoculate with good probiotics. We want to restore any nutrients that have been depleted. I kind of made up a word called repleting those nutrients. And also heal the gut with glutamine. I think glutamine is a preferred fuel source and for those enterocytes down there. And so glutamine is great. And also high antioxidant as well, like an absorbable form of turmeric or curcumin to just make sure that gut healthy tissue.
And let me note one thing. Just got back from India. And when it comes to curcumin, you got to use what's called Curamed, because other curcumins are going to have to take 30, 60, 250 capsules to get the equivalent effect and absorption of one Curamed. So if you're doing curcumin and you're not doing Curamed, you're basically wasting your time.
Yeah, it's all about getting it. When you're taking a natural supplement, I think it's about being able to deliver a functional dose, not just a label claim, not just what we hear, you know, the buzz when we hear from Dr. Oz, what have you. It's about actually the research and the science behind getting an effective clinical dose into the bloodstream so those tissues, so your body can make use of it.
Absolutely.
All right, we've got 60 seconds. Exactly. Now, remind people of your website where they can, or excuse me, of the app where they can find these quick little tips all the time.
If you have the iPhone or Android, it's called Cures, C-U-R-E-S, and then capital A-Z. So Cures A to Z, free app, about 2 million downloads. It'll have health conditions from asthma and allergies all the way to zoster. It'll tell you how to get yourself well. And also our website, www.endfatigue.com.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, so much. You do so much for everybody, and I really appreciate you being part of the show. Thank you so much for listening, folks. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Your Radio MD. And we're just trying to, hey, no allergy medications. There's ways we can identify and treat the cause. We're just waking up our minds. All right. Mindful Medicine, Dr. Holly Lucille.